KSL News Time 314. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A UHP trooper has been arrested today for allegedly assaulting his daughter's friend while off duty. Richfield police say the 46-year-old officer inappropriately touched the 19-year-old without her consent after he gave her alcohol in March of last year. I'm KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
Second, Salt Lake City is one step closer to banning any gas station close to a pond, lake, or stream. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A small accident on the East Belt. This is southbound I-215 at the ramp at 3300 South. Everybody out of traffic on the shoulder. If you're traveling I-15 this afternoon, you're good to go. Both directions between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot more sunshine today with highs back into the 60s. I'm Matt Johnson.
60 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Lindsay Davis, Anchor Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. On day two of former President Trump's hush money trial, six jurors have officially been seated. ABC's Jonathan Carl has more on jury selection in this high-profile case.
Ideally, in a criminal case, you'd want somebody who had absolutely no familiarity whatsoever with the defendant. I mean, there's nobody in America. How many people in the world don't know who Donald Trump is, and how many of those people don't have an opinion about Donald Trump? So it's a very high bar.
The former president is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up an alleged hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing backlash from some members of his own party after his proposal to vote on a package of bills. The measures include aid for Ukraine and Israel, prompting calls for Johnson to be removed as speaker.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
Johnson says he will put the bills up for a vote this week. The Israeli war cabinet met again today to consider a response to Iran's attack. A variety of options are still being considered, but so far no final decision has been made about a response. The U.S. is urging Israel not to widen the conflict. House impeachment managers officially delivered articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. The articles amount to an indictment charging Mayorkas with mishandling the crisis at the southern border. Tennessee Republican Mark Green, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, presented the articles to the Senate. The managers will be sworn in tomorrow.
Throughout his tenure as Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro N. Mayorkas has repeatedly violated laws enacted by Congress regarding immigration and border security.
Democrats say the impeachment charges are political. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. KSL Sports, BYU's basketball team has a new head coach. The college is pulling from the NBA sidelines, hiring associate head coach Kevin Young from the Phoenix Suns. You've been hearing about this today. Well, joining us live, BYU insider Mitch Harper. So, Mitch, out of the box, what makes Kevin Young so special?
He's one of the best assistant coaches in the NBA. He was the highest paid assistant in the league this past year at $2 million. He's well respected for his offensive background and his X's and O's background as well. This is a splash hire for BYU.
All right, you raised money, so let me ask, what's he going to make here?
Reportedly, 7 years, $30 million. And, you know, that's unprecedented for those type of numbers to actually get out, because BYU is tight-lipped on that. That was first reported by CBS Sports. But it shows a commitment that BYU is willing to play at the highest levels in the Big 12 Conference.
That's more than $4 million a season. But walking in the door, Kevin Young has a problem. Two top players have entered the transfer portal. A top recruit just decided to follow Mark Pope and hot-footed to Kentucky. Is this the guy to retain the rest of the team and recruit the new players?
I think he's got a compelling case to get players to come to BYU. You know, he's got seven players already on the roster right now. You mentioned those transfer portal players, most notably Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders. He's going to have to try to get those guys back, or he makes his own evaluations on who he feels is the best fits for this offense. You know, he goes from a world of coaching Kevin Durant and Devin Booker to now kind of reevaluating things on what he sees as a good college basketball roster. So he's going to have the autonomy to make the decisions that he sees best for BYU's roster.
When does he get here? He's going to bring his family to Provo eventually, but the Phoenix Suns are still playing.
That's right. He will be in town tomorrow night. There will be a press conference inside the Marriott Center, closed to the public. It'll just be for the media, but he'll be formally introduced tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot. We appreciate the inside info.